You're listening to NBC Sports Radio. Weekends. This is Speaking of Sports
with Jim Daniels
on NBC Sports Radio, where every day is game day.
And now,
it's Jim Daniels.
Good morning and thanks for joining us for Speaking of Sports on NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com. We appreciate you making us a part of your Father's Day. If that applies to you, happy Father's Day. Take full advantage, I encourage you. The show is brought to you by Grainger, serving you with the products you need to help keep your facility running. Call, click, or stop by today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Well, it's time to get it done all over the place on this Father's Day. A lot on the line, and let's break some of that down for you. Starting with the NBA Finals, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. We love a Game 7 in any sport, but in NBA basketball, it's going to be an exciting one between these two teams. It's a rematch of last year. We all know what's at stake. We've been doing this for a couple of weeks. Game 7 comes down to this. ABC, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight, and we'll see whether it's Steph Curry and the rest of the defending world champion Golden State Warriors or whether LeBron James will be able to lead his Cleveland Cavaliers and the entire city of Cleveland to a championship level that they have not seen since the days of Jim Brown on the field. So, yeah, quite a bit at stake tonight. You know, I ran across this stat that I wanted to bring up in regards to this. Before we play Game 7, before we know what the outcome is, there's lots of talk about legacy and is this a failed season for the Warriors if they don't win the championship? Is LeBron wearing the goat horns if they don't finally deliver a championship there? Jerry West, the logo of the NBA, Jerry West played 14 seasons in the NBA. Nine times in his 14 seasons, Jerry West Lakers made the finals. They lost eight of those times. He got his only NBA title in the Lakers' record-setting 1971-72 season, but the championships never defined him. I think these are words that LeBron James may find comfort in should they not be able to get the job done tonight at Oracle Arena. But all eyes, maybe as many as 30 million sets of eyes, will be watching this game tonight on ABC. It's just exactly what we hoped for when we set out to start these things. The other big deal, if you will, on this Father's Day Sunday is the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open is at Oakmont, and boy, you got some people feeling some pressure. First of all, Rory McIlroy felt the pressure so much that as soon as he finished his second round, which put him at 8 over par for the tournament and two shots over the cut line, he just bolted Oakmont and said, see you later. No speaking to the media, no nothing. His first round of 77 pretty much put him out of it right there. But, you know, no Rory McIlroy in the final. That's bad for golf fans, and I suppose bad for golf itself to not have the number three player and one of the fan favorites not in the field. But I tell you what, the numbers are scary for some other people too, because as we look at the way this sets up, Shane Lowry, who is actually off to a quick start here, I can add to this now. He started the day at 5 under par. He's made a couple of quick birdies. Shane Lowry now is at 7 under par. That's four shots clear of Dustin Johnson, Lee Westwood, and Sergio Garcia. Lee Westwood is 0 for 72 in majors. Sergio is 0 for 70 in majors. And DJ is 0 for 28 in majors. Now, again, Shane Lowry going to have to play 22 holes today because they had to finish because of darkness. And so Shane Lowry playing 22 holes today actually needed to get off to a great start. And he has done just exactly that, birding the first two holes. So, yeah, just clicked over here to see that. Yeah, that's exactly where he is. Coverage for the U.S. Open, if you're into this, the Golf Channel, it has beautiful stuff for you that has just started just a couple of minutes ago. They'll go from now until 11 a.m. Eastern, and then Fox will have the rest of your U.S. Open coverage from 11 to 7 or 8 p.m., however long it takes them to get it done. But it should be an exciting finish. Ichiro, the Marlins Marlins former Mariners outfielder, has reached the hit plateau of 4257 this week to pass Pete Rose. Or did he? Because this is a combined number of hits from Japan and the major leagues. I can't imagine. As a matter of fact, Pete Rose is not pleased to hear people say that he's the new hits king. I don't know. How do you come down on that? Pete betted on baseball. Ichiro played in another league. Not sure you come down on that, but I know fans have been debating this one, whether Ichiro is the new hits leader in Major League Baseball or not. This note from the world of NFL football, maybe you could call it fantasy football. How about gambling football? The New York legislature has passed a bill legalizing daily fantasy. We've said for a long time in this program that all you need to do is share a little bit more of the pie and make sure the right people are getting theirs, and you'll be good to go. On Friday, both houses of the New York legislature passed the bill, and if signed into law by the governor, would make daily fantasy legal again in the Empire State. New York Daily News contributing to that story. So don't see any reason to stand in the way of that. Rio de Janeiro is really in tough spot here. The acting governor of Rio de Janeiro has stated that he has declared a state of financial disaster, so he has more leeway to manage the state's resources with just a couple of months to go with Brazil hosting the Olympic Games. This really looks like it's a tough time for everyone down there. You've had players pulling out all over the place. You've had people accused of illegal drug use, and they've been disqualified. The 2016 Summer Olympics down in Rio are scheduled for August 5 through the 21st. But, boy, they have seen their share of problems down there, not the least of which is the Zika virus, which has probably scared off a great deal of people. And how about Robert Kraft as an investor in a bid to buy the UFC? We've heard over the past couple of months that the UFC could be up for sale. They're accepting bids for a potential sale. Is said to be somewhere between, or the Kraft Group has agreed to put up $25 to $50 million. I mean, sounds like good business move to me. If you got an extra $50 million to throw around and get in on that deal, Robert Kraft, I mean, we all know he's a shrewd businessman. He's done a heck of a job with the Patriots over the years. And a tip of the cap to Ron Capps, friend of the program in the drag racing world. If 50 truly is the new 50 or maybe even 30, then 51-year-old Ron Capps is proving he's got what it takes. The driver of the Don Shoemaker Racing NAPA Napa Funny Car is enjoying one of his best seasons in 20 years. I've known Ron for a really long time. He has really put in the work out there, and he's the points leader. Still a long way to go in this season, but our thoughts with Ron Capps as he goes after another championship at a place that he knows well coming up this weekend. All right, coming up on the program, we have great things for you today, not the least of which is Mike Ditka, NFL Hall of Famer. He'll be with us, and Rick Horrell will be with us coming up next. It's NBC Sports Radio and NBC Sports Radio's mobile app. No bigger game day than this Father's Day for 2016. Game 7 in the NBA, U.S. Open, and the PGA Tour. Wow, we got a lot going on. Get the professor on the line here in just a second. First of all, the show is brought to you by Grainger, serving you with the products you need to help keep your facility running. Call, click, or stop by today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. And as I said, my goodness, you got Father's Day and U.S. Open final round, Game 7 of the NBA, and where do we find Rick Horrell? On vacation in the U.K. What's up with that?
Hey, I'm working. You could call it vacation, but I'm studying English golf for a whole variety of reasons. So, listen, if the IRS hears it, I am working. And then I'll be at golf all next week. I'll be back the following week, so I'll be doing it live from the mainland next week. But, yeah, thanks for asking.
Great. So this call is costing me extra because I'm having to call over to the U.K. Fabulous. As I said, the 116th rendition of the U.S. Open Championship is underway. Final round coming up. According to the United States Golf Association, Oakmont Country Club's 9th U.S. Open Championship is estimated to have $135 million in economic impact on the region there in Pennsylvania. Is that all golf clubs and Jordan Spieth T-shirts?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Jordan Spieth, all of the folks are really promoting this event very, very well. And you know, the weather obviously didn't cooperate really well early in the week. It's gotten better. $135 million economic impact. They're expected, all told, about 215,000 spectators, sell out for almost 30 straight years. Here's the other thing, you know, you and I take notice. The entries this year were a little over 10,000, and most submissions in U.S. Open history. Now, because it's open, if you and I want to apply, we can actually get in the tournament. We just have to qualify. That's the little thing, by the way. But $700 million annual wage income, nearly $2.5 billion in total economic boost for the golf industry, and clearly another exciting major.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's go to another major, and that's the NBA Finals. There is an off-court battle going on in this year's NBA Finals. No, I'm not talking about the matchup between LeBron and Steph Curry, but the quickly intensifying battle between Nike and Under Armour, right?
Yeah, you know, Under Armour chalks up nearly a 30% revenue gain from last year. Nike only 8.5%, but they're the big boys, so they don't have to grow that fast.
Right.
And still, UA is just 15% of the $35 billion in revenue that Nike spends. But yet, Nike generates about $2.5 billion in free cash. That's an economic term, meaning they can spend more money. And so here's the bottom line. LeBron and everybody else, clearly Nike, and Tony Romo, Curry, Brady, Spieth, as you said, a lot of other guys, Under Armour. But everybody wins because the big three, Adidas, Nike, Under Armour, all bid against each other, meaning more money for athletes, for schools, for teams, for leagues, and the sneaker wars is bountiful for everybody else.
To say the least, right? We talk the business of sports with the professor Rick Horrell every week here on NBC Sports Radio. Let's talk tennis for a second. Serena Williams, $29.8 million in earnings over the past 12 months. Wow, let that sink in. Has finally pushed her past Maria Sharapova as the world's highest paid female athlete over that 12-month span. I would have thought that Serena was already ahead of Sharapova. She seems to have won a lot more, right?
Yeah, but over the last few years, Sharapova's endorsements have been bigger. But I got to tell you, I'm here at that Wimbledon warm-up tennis tournament in Queens Club. A lot of people on both sides, men's and women's, talking about the demise of Maria Sharapova. And the, you know, voluntary drugs that that she took, you could be sympathetic for her because she said it was a big mistake. I'm not sure it is or not. But a two-year suspension, she'll appeal it. Some say she'll get less. But does she come back at all? And the bottom line is most people here don't think so.
Wow, interesting. Now, the ITF has suspended, as you mentioned, Maria Sharapova for 2 years after that positive test. How much does she stand to lose over this ruling?
Well, you know, she may lose her endorsements, $34-35 million over 2 years, $16-17 million a year. So, and then there's the residual problem of what happens to that little asterisk when she does retire. It may be $50-70 million when we're all said and done. So it's a very, very expensive violation for Maria Sharapova.
Yeah, boy, gosh, I can't imagine. $35 million over this two-year span. That's incredible. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump. Well, let's talk about a ripple effect from Donald Trump. He officially getting the Republican presidential nomination. Now, the U.S. Soccer Federation president feels that if Trump actually wins the general election, that the U.S., their chances of landing the World Cup could take a major hit. Is that right?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Sunil Gulati, the guy that runs the federation, says that the FIFA guys, clearly, who knows how they select other than, you know, for dollars under the table, but it'll be cleaner in the future. But one of the things that they do decide to do is to pick infrastructure, corporate sponsorships, money, and political leadership. Now, he said there are numerous factors that go into winning the hosting rights for the World Cup. A leader who might be unpopular elsewhere in the world isn't necessarily a deal breaker, but yet it certainly doesn't help. And so... we've got enough issues, and that's just another one.
Indeed, we have plenty of issues, Rick, don't we? Let's move on. Projected number one NBA draft pick is Ben Simmons this year. He has already agreed to a shoe and apparel deal with Nike worth how much?
Yeah, five-year deal, $12 million. $12 million.
Wow.
And the kid isn't even drafted yet. He doesn't know where he's going to go. But, you know, sure bet he goes to Philly or L.A. It is interesting. It's right in line with the deal that was signed by Andrew Wiggins with the Timberwolves last year, and they were going to give him a little less than that, in fact, a lot less, but they increased the offer after the Sixers and Lakers won the ping pong ball lottery because they figured that's a pretty good spot for him, especially with high visibility. So it is fun to be a kid almost coming out of high school, and you got some nest egg money without even hitting your first NBA free throw.
Nest egg money. Yeah, $12 million worth of nest egg money from the boys over at Nike. Wow. Zika is a scary word, and it's going to keep numerous potential Olympians from taking the trip down to Rio come August. Many top U.S. basketball players are pulling out due to lingering injuries, or are they really injuries?
Yeah, well, you know, Blake Griffin is an injury, clearly. Yeah. Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, John Wall all expressed concerns as the reason for not competing. Draymond Green, if he's invited to play, he says he will. Andre Iguodala could opt out. Jerry Colangelo and Coach K have enough problems here. They both plan to announce the 12-man roster in late June after the finals is over and after the draft. But at the end of the day, it is very interesting because pro tennis players, pro basketball players, some pro golfers have a lot more to lose, they say. And it's not as patriotic, let's say, as some of the amateur athletes who really only have one or two shots at this.
Now, the NBA Finals, the season is going to wrap up a little bit later on tonight, Game 7 up in the Bay Area. But the basketball tournament, a $2 million winner-take-all event, it's wrapping up its field of 64 teams in advance of the opening round of action. What exactly do we have here for Hoop fans?
Yeah, it's kind of like the next step of street ball, but the ESPN.com folks and others are saying that 50 former NBA players already signed and to play D1 colleges laden with alums. So Syracuse, Kentucky, Michigan State, Gonzaga, Pitt, all entering teams. So this is kind of cool. You see VCU's 2011 Final Four team. You see the core of Villanova's 2009 Final Four team. The guy that founded this has regional rounds set in Chicago, L.A., Charlotte, Philly, and other places. So it's kind of a knockoff of the old days, except the guys are a little older, they're a little heavier, and they can't jump.
We talk the business of sports with Rick every week. Sports, marketing, endorsements. The professor, thanks for joining us long distance from the U.K. this morning, and happy Father's Day.
You too, pal. See you next week.
Yes, indeed we will. That's the professor, always on the move. Wow, in the U.K. this morning. All right, let's move into this. I wanted to share some of this with you in thinking about Father's Day and the father-son duos that we've seen in sports over the years. There are a lot of names that come to mind. Actually, I could say families that come to mind. The Hulls, the Howes, the Alomars, the Ripkins, the Boones, the Berries. There's a lot of them. You know, in talking about some of the best ever, boy, there's been some great ones. Cecil and Prince Fielder, Howie and Chris Long are a couple of them. There was an interesting combination with Ken Norton Sr. and Jr., where Ken Norton, of course, known as a boxer, and then his son went on to play in the National Football League. Then there's been some others in the National Basketball Association. Really, that's where it's really gone crazy, is in the NBA, where Calvin and Grant Hill, Doc and Austin Rivers. We still don't know what kind of a player Austin is, although he's off to a pretty good start. And, of course, NASCAR. There's a ton of them in NASCAR, none bigger than Dale and Dale Jr. in NASCAR. But some of the other names that that really need to get mentioned because of their achievements are these guys, the Waltons, Bill and Luke Walton, both world champions. And should Klay Thompson and the Warriors win tonight, Klay and Michael Thompson both will be back-to-back world champions. Boy, you talk about a record that could be hard to beat. Maybe another reason for you to pull for the Warriors to pull this one out tonight. Coming up next in the program, hope you'll stay with us. NFL Hall of Famer Mike Ditka joins us next on NBC Sports Radio.
You're listening to NBC Sports Radio. Weekends. This is Speaking of Sports
with Jim Daniels
on NBC Sports Radio, where every day is game day.
And now,
it's Jim Daniels.
Appreciate you choosing us, NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com, to be part of your Father's Day. Another thing that goes on in June is Men's Health Month. And because of that, we are now graced with the presence of NFL Hall of Famer. That's right, Mike Ditka, NFL player, coach, television commentator, also a member of both the College and Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion and five-time Pro Bowler. Mike is newly named global spokesperson for Life Extension, a leading global authority on nutrition, health, and wellness, with a new product out called Mike Ditka's Prostate PM, which is perfect for June, which, as I said, is Men's Health Month. Iron Mike, welcome to NBC Sports Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Coach, the Chicago Bears drafted you fifth overall out of the University of Pittsburgh. What do you think of the spectacle and popularity of the NFL draft these days?
Well, it really is. It's something. It's a show. And rightfully so, I think. You know, I got a phone call. I was in at Pitt at the time, and I got a phone call. And the phone call, the guy said, he was from the Bears. He said, "We drafted you in the first round with the fifth pick." That was it. I mean, so I drove to Chicago and I signed the contract, and then actually moved to Chicago and stayed there, and I'm still here actually.
Now, no trip to New York, no Lear jets, no limousines, no nothing.
No, I think I had to buy my own dinner that night too. they were pretty thrifty at that time, but no, it was a great thrill. I mean, I sat in a room with. Coach Hallis, and he said, we're gonna offer you. I mean, in the office actually with him, and he said we're gonna give you a $12,000 contract with a $6,000 signing bonus, and that was 1961, guys. And I knew what my dad made working in the mill, so I mean, I thought that was a whole lot of money, and it was at that time. And I was just excited to get it, to play the game that I love to play. And somebody's going to pay you to do it, that's pretty good.
Yeah, NFL Hall of Famer Mike Ditka is with us. Coach, you played the tight end position at the Pro Bowl level. The top tight end in football these days is a guy by the name of Rob Gronkowski. He's listed at 6'6", 265 pounds. He's a major part of the Patriots' offensive unit with a whopping 74 touchdowns in 90 career games. Do you think that Gronk is an anomaly in football, or will we see more power forward-sized guys at the tight end position going forward?
You're gonna see the Gronks. The Gronk, you know, it is. They're power forwards in the NBA. That's what they are. They're very agile. They're big. They're strong. Mm-hmm. They're fast. Gronk is a terrific football player. I mean, you know, I played my best football at 6'3", 222, 225. John Mackey was, you know, he was about 6'2", about 225, 230. I mean, there were very few big tight ends at that time. I think Monty Stickles with the 49ers, and Ron Kramer was a big tight end. He played at Michigan, and then he played with the Packers. But, I mean, and Detroit. So, I mean, there weren't a whole lot of them. I mean, really. And, first of all, the tight end position was not a receiving position until, you know, basically the 60s when I and Mackey and a couple other guys came into the league. It was basically, you know, you were asked to block more than you were catch. So that's basically what it was.
Yeah, the position has definitely changed over time, certainly to where we are now. Coach Ditka, a major part of your life has been devoted to the game of football. Over time, it's been determined that this game of collision can be dangerous. Now, rule changes have been made, and certainly there's more on the way, like the elimination of kickoffs. But some say that the best way to curb the aggression in this game is to put the players back in modest helmets without face masks. Do you think that really could be a solution?
Well, you know, the most sophisticated piece of equipment the player wears is a helmet. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. And it's necessary because of his head. I mean, there's no question. You got your brain in your head. But what's happened, and because it's so sophisticated, then you put the face mask on it, the players are no longer afraid to strike with their head. Uh-huh. And when these two things collide, a lot of things happen. And the brain gets bruised, or it can be bleeding. You can get concussions. And then that can affect you later on in life. Now, can you change? Football, guys, is not a contact sport. It's a collision sport. People are moving. People are bigger, faster, and stronger. I mean, it's amazing what shape these guys have to be in to play the game of football right now. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's amazing some of the hits they take. Now, you know, we all took them in the 60s, too. We took them and when I played with the Cowboys. But right now, I don't know that these guys are really they're such great athletes. But, I mean, because of the speed they move at and the contact they have, something's got to give.
Yeah, no question about that. Mike Ditka is our guest. But let me go back to this. The elimination of kickoffs, this is being discussed seriously. Are you okay with this major change to the game?
Well, I think football, you know, we've had a great game for 100 years. We kicked it off. We punted it. We did a lot of things. We ran it. We threw it. I don't particularly like rule changes, but if they think, and they're pretty conclusive that this will help avoid some of the needless collisions, fine. Then I'm all for it. I don't know. I didn't hear the rule change. I guess I put the ball on the 20-yard line. But,
yeah.
If you can get away from getting guys hurt and basically the guys that get hurt on kickoff coverage teams and return teams are not the starters. I mean, except maybe the return guy, because basically they're the backups and that's who covers kickoffs and punts and that's just the way it is. That's special teams.
Now, Mike Ditka is a name that everyone knows in the world of football, the NFL Hall of Fame, as we've mentioned a couple of times, but he also owns and operates Ditka's Restaurants with locations in Chicago and Pittsburgh, the finest steaks in the heart of the Midwest. There is also the Mike Ditka Wine Series. Coach, what's your favorite meal when you have time to sit down with friends at one of your restaurants?
Well, you know, I used to eat the steaks and that, but we have our signature dish is a big double cut pork chop. It's fantastic. But I've been eating a lot of fish lately. I like the salmon. We do a nice salmon. And when we have the Chilean sea bass, I really like that. We do a nice, some other fish. We do a deep fried perch. It's a lake perch, a Lake Erie perch. It's really fantastic. So I really eat more fish than I do meat right now.
You know, get into a Ditka's if you get the opportunity. That's probably a great steak, no doubt about that. Now, part of the spoils of a successful life can be extraordinary food and drink. Many of us like to enjoy a nice steak, a glass of wine, a cigar, as you do. But it's important to remember as we age to keep an eye on our health. June is Men's Health Month, and you are the newly named global spokesperson for Life Extension with a new product out called Mike Ditka's Prostate PM. Tell us about these high-quality winning supplements, Coach.
Well, you know, Life Extension has been in the health business for about 36 years. They know what they're doing. They came out with some products for the men's prostate. You know, it's got melatonin in it. At least you can sleep with it. But, you know, it's a product that I've been taking for quite a while now, and I find it's very satisfactory to me. Now, I make this saying all the time. I says, you cannot stop the aging process.
Right.
But I do believe you can slow it down if you do the right things, if you take care of yourself. And that comes to diet, exercise, everything is involved. But this Prostate PM is a pretty darn good product, and it works for me. And I guess that's the most important thing. So, I mean, I'm not going to go out and say, well, if it doesn't work for somebody else, I don't know. But I think it'll work for you. I think it's a great product. And Life Extensions have put a lot of time into it, a lot of effort into it, and a lot of research into it. So they got a pretty darn good product. But then again, I think men's health, it depends on your lifestyle. I mean, if you're going to go out and booze it up every night, chances are you're not going to have a very good lifestyle. You might have a lot of fun, but your health is going to deteriorate dramatically. The only thing I do now, I smoke cigars, and I like cigars,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to change. That's just the way it is. Are they the best thing for you? Probably not, but, you know, there's a lot of worse things for you, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Well, I'm tempted to go down the Johnny Manziel path here, but I'll let you off the hook on that one, Coach. What's the best way to get Mike Ditka's Prostate PM?
Well, I think you're going to find it in most of the drugstores now. It's not something I don't think you have to go online to get it. It's coming. Life Extension is getting distribution basically everywhere with the product, and you'll find it more and more in drugstores everywhere. But I think if you ask for it, I mean, you know, they may not have it. They may say, okay, if somebody wants it, then they'll bring it into the stores. And I live very close to a Walgreens, or I really haven't looked, but I do believe they carry the product. But I'm positive they do.
Great stuff. Look for it in the favorite drugstore that you like to go to. You did some coaching in Hollywood, too. Back in 2005, you did a sports comedy film with Will Ferrell called Kicking and Screaming. Did you enjoy working with people like Robert Duvall and Ferrell, and would you want to do it again?
Well, I don't know if I want to do it again, but I really did enjoy Will Ferrell, and I really did enjoy Duvall. Duvall was a tremendous actor, one of the best actors probably in the history of the mm-hmm. film industry. Will is just a great guy. He's completely off camera. He's completely different off camera. He's really a good, serious guy and a great family guy and a great husband. But on camera, he does some wacky things. So, and that's made him a pretty good living, so I think it's worthwhile to do it. But Robert Duvall is, you know, any part he plays in any movie is always good.
Indeed.
So I'm great surprised he would even be in a movie like this. I mean, this was about the kids and soccer. And I tell you, I be honest with you, I'm not don't know how many I'd want to do again, but I had a ball. I had a ball with everybody. They treated me terrifically. The kids were fantastic to be around, and it was a great experience for me, so I really enjoyed it.
Well, this was a special experience for us as well, Coach. Thanks for spending time with us and our listeners on this Father's Day here on NBC Sports Radio.
Well, thank you. God bless you.
Thanks very much. Coach Ditka right there with a brand-new product called Mike Ditka's Prostate PM. All right, more to come. Stay right there. It's NBC Sports Radio and NBC Sports Radio's mobile app.